And I'll close with this poem called July. I had this idea that I was going to write a poem for every, like, it, I didn't, this poem I didn't, the idea came after this. It was called July. But then I had this bright idea, like, what if, like, throughout my whole writing life, however long it is, I kept writing month poems, like, whenever it occurred to me. And then, like, much later, once I had 12 of them, I could have a year. But they would be spread out throughout my whole life, so they wouldn't even be chronological. Like, it starts here with July, but when they were published together, it would start with January, so it would move backwards and forwards in my life over the course of the year. So actually, let's do this. Why don't I read you the July poem, and then I will read you. I work on poems for a very long time. Usually it takes me years from the first time I write it to the last, when it's finally finished, and I'm completely neurotic. April will tell you that the final version had been in, and the designer was doing it. Everything was done already, and I still had three changes. And I wrote, like, paragraphs beside each one to sort of explain, like, this is really important, and this is why, and I know it's completely unusual, and never do this, and I promise this is really important. And they did it. They did it for me, but that's just a sign of how neurotic I am. And I just want to tell you that because I want you to know that it's special, that I will go ahead and read you the, like, the very first draft of a poem called August. That's written on my actual folder. It's kind of a big deal for me. And it'll probably sound totally different when it's done, like, in 2011 or whenever I finish with it. But here's first, here's July, and then we'll end with the completely unfinished one. I think that is a little risky and fun. So here's July. We lay down in the graveyard, hinged there, emerald moss growing thickly in the chiseled letters. You are explaining how trees actually breathe. When green in the names and trees went up to join gray in the sky, and the gray-green sky came down in breaths to